Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. This is the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. So on Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
My life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and then again when I moved to France, and now I'm living my best life right here in the French countryside. Cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe there are more than 1,500 French cheeses? Well, that's what I've been told, so I'm making my way through them for you. And I'm sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today is episode number 149, and we're continuing the A to Z of French herbs. Today's herb is considered in some places as a weed, and in some, not only a delicious ingredient, but also a product for the manufacturing of rubber. You might know it as a pretty flower, or one that you can make a wish on. So sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson maybe, some delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, dandelions. Dandelions in French are pronounced pissenlit and spelt P-I-S-S-E-N-L-I-T-S. Dandelion's botanical name is Taraxacum, and it's part of the Asteraceae or daisy family. The common name for dandelion comes from the French dent de lion, meaning lion's tooth, whilst the botanical name comes from medieval Arabic writings. Other names for dandelion include blowball, cankerwort, dune head clock, witch's goan, milkwitch, lion's tooth, yellow goan, Irish daisy, monk's head, priest crown, puffball, face cock, pea bed, wetter bed, pissacan or dog pisses, swine snout, white endive, and wild endive. The English folk name, pissabed, and also the French name, pissenlit, comes from the strong diuretic effect that the dandelion's roots have if they're consumed. In Italy, it is known as pissacan, or dog pisses, but this is not because of the diuretic effect, but instead, the plant can often be found growing on the side of pavements in Italy. And well, I'll leave the rest to your imagination. Native in Eurasia and North America, it also has two common species that can be found worldwide. They all thrive in temperate climates and are often found growing in gardens, sides of roads, and even amongst crops. Dandelions are one of the most vital early spring nectar sources for a wide range of pollinators. They are in fact a very important source of pollen for honeybees. The flowers allow them to start making honey before the late spring and summer flowers bloom. Interestingly, they produce seeds asexually, so without pollination. These seeds produce offspring that are genetically identical to the parent plant. The flowers produced are yellow to orange in colour and open during the day and close at night. Dandelions are thought to have evolved over 30 million years ago in Eurasia. The reason they know this is that fossil seeds of dandelions have been found in southern Belarus. They have been used for consumption as a herb for all recorded history pretty much, Ancient Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans have all recorded using dandelions. Greek mythology says that Apollo's chariot actually created the dandelion. They say that the dust brought up by this fast chariot transformed into the dandelion as it went past. Traditional Chinese medicine records it over 1,000 years ago, and in 900 CE, Arabic scientists wrote that the dandelions, or terasaku as it's called, is like chicory. And 100 years later, an Arabic scientist wrote a whole book chapter on dandelions. You probably love France and French food, specifically if you're listening to Fabulously Delicious. So why not follow me on Instagram, at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, for more delicious and fabulous French food and Francophile inspiration. Slide into my DMs and let me know what you think of Fabulously Delicious and what's your favourite French food. Speaking of, are you coming to Paris? Or are you one of the lucky ones that live in Paris? Well, I was lucky to live in Paris as well. And I can pretty much say this, I think I ate my way through Paris for you. So, with all that experience of eating, drinking and exploring the City of Lights, love and good food, I thought I need to bring that experience to you, my Fabulously Delicious audience. Because, well, if you're listening, you probably love French food, right? So I created my first book, A Food Guide to Paris. It's called Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City. In it, you'll find recommendations for boulangeries, cafes, chocolate shops, fromageries, markets, patisseries, restaurants, wine bars, food streets, gourmet and kitchen supply stores, and, well, so much more. Paris, A Fabulous Food Guide to the World's Most Delicious City is up to date with all recommendations. So if you're planning a trip or coming this year to Paris, it's perfect for you. You can get a copy on my website, andrewpryorfabulously.com, where you can even get a signed and gift packaged copy. Or you can also get the book on Amazon, and there's even a Kindle version. I hope you enjoy it. The French recorded the pissenlit in the mid-15th century book Les Évangiles de Quenouille, which translates to The Gospels of the Quenouille, which was a collection of popular beliefs held by older women, apparently. It's recommended in the book to rub warts with the milky juice of the dandelion leaf in order to dry them. You might know the dandelion as the yellow-flowered plants growing along the pavement, or as an ingredient in a delicious salad. But you also might have childhood memories of making a wish and then blowing out the dandelion seed hair. These seeds, when blown, can actually travel as far as a kilometre. Raw dandelion greens contain high amounts of vitamins A, C and K, as well as being sources of calcium, potassium, iron and manganese. The cultivation of dandelion in France started in the 19th century. Around Montmagny in the Île-de-France. Also in France, the Larousse Dictionary has an image of a woman blowing on dandelion aiguilles as a symbol of knowledge sown in all wind. This was created by Peter Eugene Grasset. In culinary terms, the leaves and stems can be used in the same way that you cook spinach. Many cuisines around the world, including Kashmiri, Spanish, Italian, Albanian, Slovenian, Chinese, Greek, and Korean, all use dandelions as a delicious herb and ingredient. French cuisine has been using dandelions for as long as any other cuisine. Often found raw in salads, like the Ardennes bacon salad, called Salade aux lard ardennaise. Victor Eugène Arouane de Mazet, a well-known French writer who wrote a travel guide in 1899, mentioned this salad that he had consumed in the department Ardennes. The salad and other bacon salads in France even have their own brotherhood devoted to protecting and promoting them. The roots of dandelion are also eaten either raw or boiled. The boiling process before pan-frying the roots will remove some of the bitterness that they have. Dandelion flowers can be preserved in salt or vinegar and are also consumed the same way as, say, capers are, so you can add them to dishes. You can even add dandelion flowers to breads, and the French even make a dandelion wine. Of course they do. A Another use for dandelions is as a natural dye. The yellow flowers can be dried and then ground into a yellow pigmented powder that can be used as a natural dye. Dandelions also secrete latex when its tissues are cut or broken. In the wild, the latex content is low. But in 2017, in China, a company invested over $450 million into making commercially viable rubber from dandelions. This might have been because of a prototype tire that was made in 2014 from blends of dandelion rubber. Even in World War II, tires were being partially made from rubber coming from dandelions. In the French Republican calendar, the 26th day of the month of Ventouse is officially called Dandelion Day. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Podcast Network are the French History Podcast, where Dr. Gary Giraud explores events and people from 3 million years ago until the present day here in France. Gary Giraud is a historian who has a PhD in modern British and French history. Another great podcast about the French history on the Evergreen Network is Le Secle by David Montgomery. This one's all about France's history from 1814 to 1914. A century in France that was one of both turmoil and stagnation, revolution and industrialization, wealth and poverty, colonialism, and some would say even humiliation. Check out these and other shows as well as more episodes of Fabulously Delicious at evergreenpodcast.com. You might know the term pushing up the daisies, meaning to be dead and buried. Well, the French equivalent is manger le pissenlit par la racine, which means to eat the dandelions by the root. This was first noted in Victor Hugo's novel Les Misérables in 1862. That's it for another episode of Season 4 of Fabulously Delicious. We've nearly finished our A to Z of French herbs. How do you use dandelions? Have you cooked with them? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously or email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I'd love to chat with you all. If you share your recipes for dandelions with me, then I'll give them a go and post on my socials and possibly even my blog, which you can find at andrewpryorfabulously.com. I'm also starting my very first cookbook, and that is going to be a companion piece to this series of the A to Z of French herbs. So if you've got any French recipes that you'd like to share with me that include delicious herbs that I've mentioned in this series, like the dandelions, then please do message me. Thank you for listening. And remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.